We're off and running with the 2025-2026 locker room chats here for the basketball season. It's week number one. I'm Krennan Prophet here, joined alongside me, Caleb Gatzmeier from the Valley Falls Dragons, the boys head coach. Last season was a great year, finishing 20-6 overall. Just a really great overall season there for the boys team, as well as a 12-2 record in the league on top. It was just a really great overall year here for the Dragons, as again, they'd like to continue that success into the 2025-2026 season, of course, the run also to the state tournament. But real quick, before we get into this upcoming season, we got to talk about last year and also, of course, the offseason. What was kind of that year like in reflection for you, Coach? And, of course, on top of that, the offseason.
You know, last year was a ton of fun. You know, we kind of got a transfer in late. I mean, as school-wise, you know, Trent Van Houten came over from Oskaloosa after the school year had started, got in the mix, and he really just kind of, you know, meshed into our team, completely, and led us to get off to a hot start. You know, we had a pretty solid record, throughout the year, got on another hot start down the stretch, and were able to make the state tournament with some quality wins against some quality opponents in sub-state. And then, you know, anytime you can get to the state tournament and win your first game and get to stay out there for the weekend is pretty special. So it was a season that was full of a lot of great things for our guys.
Yeah, you return a lot of those great guys. Of course, you know, no better than the elite combo. And, of course, Carney, they're one of the leading state players here on this team. But then you got, again, to accompany him, some great company there as well. So, you know, you talk about this team and a lot of the great leaders that they will have this season. What is that going to be like, returning a group of vetted guys and to kind of carry that lineup?
That are returning, but we got some guys that didn't play a whole lot of meaningful, meaningful is maybe not the right word, but significant minutes last year, outside of, you know, our three returning starters and Flint Seymour, Colin Carney, and Damian Cervantes. So it's finding the other guys to step up and match their game is what's going to put us over the hump, when we get into the season. Off season was spent, like, you know, off seasons are tough anymore because kids are so busy. It's tough, when they don't specialize in a certain sport, and being a small school and they play everything, it's hard to, you know, push and pull them in certain directions. So, but we played Summer League over in Roll Valley, got some good runs in, had a couple other scrimmages, and then opened the gym up a bunch and just played. So, you know, it's guys that I mentioned, those three returning starters that are going to carry the bulk of the duties, but we've got guys that are, been successful at the JV level. Another senior, Duncan Alvarenga, is going to handle a lot of the point guard duties for us this year. And Brayson Miller, playing some shooting guard. He's a kid that's capable of lighting it up from the outside. And then some big bodies, down low, Jenner Young and Brody Burge, will be expected to help Colin out, give him some rest, and that's basically what led us into kind of our struggles last night against Troy.
Yeah, you mentioned that game against Troy, a defeat of 69-58. So, you know, how do you respond to that loss here, as you got Jeff West here on Friday, and then, of course, you go right back into the Northeast Kansas League on next Tuesday?
Well, you know, it's going to be tough because, you know, we games have started, okay? So there's not a lot of practice time. We're going to get after it today and kind of work on some different things. But, you know, last night it was, I kind of joked earlier today telling somebody it was almost like a game of two-on-two, because we had two guys that scored 48 points combined, and they had two guys that scored 48 points combined, and they just had a little bit more additional help from their other guys to kind of get them over the hump. So, you know, we're going to have to refocus today, work on some different things, you know, figure out a way to develop our depth a little sooner than what we are right now. But we'll get there. You know, Friday's going to be a really tough matchup against Jeff West. They've got a handful of new players that they didn't have last year. So they're going to come in and going to be a challenge for us, that's for sure. So, but we'll get right today at practice and give it our best go on Friday.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you taking time here joining me for this first week of Locker Room Chats. Again, good luck here this Friday as you take on Jeff West.
All right, I appreciate you, man. Have a great day.
That was head coach Caleb Gatzmeier of the Valley Falls Dragons. This Valley Falls Locker Room Chat is brought to you by The Elevator and Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment.